Thank you, Christy. I'm Steve, and welcome to Local Live, everybody. You may know my voice because I do Fast and Bulbous on Thursday nights, and I do once a month the Blue Monday show, and once a month I do Off the Charts on Sunday morning. So if you recognize my voice, that might be the reason, or you might have been a student in my class at Bloomington North for some who knows how long. Nonetheless, I am here for Local Live tonight. We have Sweet Pea and Bearcat in the room. Sweet Pea has another name. She has a name, and it is Sherry Ann Whetstone.
That's correct.
And Bearcat's other name is Bearcat.
That's right.
And so they're going to get us started here with one tune, and then we'll come back and talk to you a little bit. So let's let her roll.
Thank you. I'm doing all originals tonight. The song is called This Heart of Mine. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. The way that you look at me, baby, the way that you're driving me crazy, it wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. Words can never capture this feeling I got for you. Pictures can't embrace it, time can't erase it. I hear you whispering in my ear, so true, sweet, honest man of steel, made me fall for you. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. The way that you look at me, baby, the way that you're driving me crazy, it wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. Walk around this way every day. Walk around feeling this way. You always catch me when I'm gazing. You make this girl's heart go racing. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. All the flowers that you gave me, you picked me up and you saved me. I wanna sit with you and be for a long, long time. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. It wasn't hard to win this heart of mine. The way that you look at me, baby, the way that you're driving me crazy, it wasn't hard to win this heart of mine.
Sweet Pea and Bearcat here on Local Live. Let's find out a little bit about you guys. Where do y'all come from?
Brown County, Indiana.
Did you grow up there too, or you just live there now?
Sure did.
Grew up there?
Grew up there.
All your lives. Brown County.
Most of my life. I left for a few years for a band when I was younger, but came back.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
That is good for music.
Right. Who's the songwriter on that one?
I am. Everything we're doing tonight, I'm the songwriter.
Nice.
I'm just along for the ride.
Good to know, though. That's really cool that you write your own stuff. We've had a little bit of both in here over the months and years. So what do you guys listen to when you listen to music? Bearcat, start with you.
I like all kinds of music. Bluegrass, mainly.
Bluegrass is fun.
I've done bluegrass because it's... I like some classical. I like some jazz because it's like, you know, you can improv.
Right.
You know.
I like everything except for rap, pretty much, I'd say.
I like
and
some of
that new modern country. I don't really like it.
I mean,
the new stuff.
I do a Snoop Dogg song.
I like that. Well, yeah, yeah. Snoop Dogg's awesome.
Gin and Juice.
Yeah, okay. Snoop Dogg's awesome.
I do that one.
Some rap.
Bluegrass style. Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to about anything.
Yeah. So how long have you two been playing together as a band?
Together. Together.
Year, maybe a year and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, the last year and a half or so.
But you've known each other almost all your lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny, huh?
We are both like a lot of the musicians in Brown County. We play with everybody. Yeah. It's like a community. Yeah, there's community jams and everybody just, I don't know, I think we just like to spice it up a little bit or something. But
so somehow you two fell together
people.
And here you are, huh?
Well, she went to school with my wife. And I played with her parents. Her parents are songwriters and musicians, both mm-hmm. of them.
Oh, okay.
Good ones. I, you know, played with them. I went over, a buddy of mine took me over there, and the first time I met him, I was there for like 8 hours. We just played music, you know. Got home late at night. But while I was there, they said they had a daughter that writes songs, like to play music and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I told my wife her name. She's like, yeah, I went. She was in my class, you know.
So what do you think is your catalog? How many songs do you think you've written by now?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
So it's a lot.
Recently, I've written a bunch. The last couple of years, I've probably written 20 or so the last couple of years. I wrote some when I was earlier, and there's a bunch of that I wrote and kind of wadded up in a piece of paper and, like, played basketball and threw the trash.
All of them.
Those kind of those. And there's, like, a bunch that are sitting around that are, like, three quarters of the way done, but...
It's too bad you folks at home can't see this because when she said basketball, she gave us a little,
I did.
A little wrist action. She's putting her in from three right there.
All and
right, I'll let you guys play a couple more tunes here. You probably got two or three more in there you could play for us, so I'm just going to turn you loose, and you're welcome to introduce them or not, but play to your heart's desire.
Will do. Before I introduce this next song, I also want to say that everyone can't see us right now, but usually when I play with this girl named Marla, and she plays the upright bass, and we like to color coordinate our clothes. And, well, it's
that's
just me and Barry tonight, so I sent his wife a text and said, what is he wearing tonight? And she said, a brown shirt, jeans, boots, and I am dressed like Barry Elkins tonight. If you guys could see it, I'm his twin. That's all, folks.
Right.
This song is called Going Home. This is a song about following your heart and your dreams. So if you got this, if you're somewhere and you're feeling like your gut's saying, get out of there, sister, then just listen. So this is about being comfortable going home, because that's our comfort space is our home. Where you going, little mama? Only you can reach the stars. Only you can feel your heart and your way. Where you going, little mama? Only you can feel your dreams. Only you can reach the seams inside your heart. Where's your heart? Where's your soul? Just how far will you roll? Find the place you must go. Sweet mama's going home. She's a hard act to follow. With this song she plays her hand, like walking on the desert sand where flowers should grow. Chasing dreams and visions like there is no other plan. Moving softly through the land with so much to show. Where's your heart? Where's your soul? Just how far will you roll to find the place you must go? Sweet mama's going home. Even while you're traveling, mama, and you feel okay, even while you're traveling, mama. Go back home to stay. Where you going, little mama? Only you can reach the stars. Only you can feel your heart and your way. Where you going, little mama? Only you can feel your dreams. Only you can reach the seams inside your heart. Where's your heart? Where's your soul? Just how far will you roll to find the place you must go? Sweet mama's going home. All right. That one will be on the album that's coming up. It's almost completed. It should be mastered in the next couple weeks. This next song is called Vertigo. This song I wrote a couple years ago.
Not Vertigo.
Yeah, because I have vertigo.
What key's it in?
Hey. Hey. Hey, hey.
I feel like I'm falling. I sure do need you calling to see if I am down. My feet just spun around. I don't know which way's up. I don't know what's down. If I look from side to side, the whole world spins around. I can walk a straight and narrow. I'm a broken wheel on a wheelbarrow. Check engine lights on and my sensor direction's gone. Vertigo, oh, you must go. Hold my hand, help me stand. Hold me close, don't let go. What I'm up to, I don't know. The way I feel is so unreal. Got me all confused and dizzy. Brain is reeling, senses busy. Hiding fear, anxiety. Wondering if I'll ever be. I can walk a straight and narrow. I'm a broken wheel on a wheelbarrow. Check engine lights on and my sensor direction's gone. Vertigo, oh, you must go. I need my life as I know. Vertigo, just go away. I wanna dance.
I think everybody could hear that.
Okay. You have such a quiet voice.
This next song is called Icicle Blues.
And this song is a recent one too, written a couple years ago. And this song is about, it's actually a recurring dream I've had since I was 5 about my aunt and uncle's pig farm.
I keep having this recurring dream.
And yeah, recurring dream. There's a lot of memories of this pig farm. So basically it's a song about a lot of memories for me that are very special and important in my life. This Isaac Blues. Ready?
Jumping off a flatbed, seeing dreams dressed in red, running down the roadway, going down my own way. Never said I'd come back, all I see is the road's black, running down my own path, washing in my self-made bath. Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna say? Hey, I'll tell you, brother. Now what you gonna do about those icicles? Mama's down in the barn, hands could never do no harm. Daddy's at mama's back, sun is shining through the cracks. Got my feet out on the lawn, hanging with the bugs at dawn. Always made it out with love from up above. Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna say? Hey, I'll tell you, brother. Now what you gonna do about those icicle blues? It's the only way I know. I paid my icicle dues. Now what have I got to lose? Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna say? Now what you gonna do about this icicle? Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna say? Hey, I'll tell you, brother. Now what you gonna do?
Dance Barn. It always comes with a snicker. This is, I don't know how many Bloomington people know about Mike's Dance Barn. Hopefully everybody, if you drive to Nashville.
I didn't see it.
We've at least driven by it, if not been there.
For a couple years, something was built. This is my, like, my spoof song, my silly song that I wrote that I thought people would just laugh about, but everybody liked it. So this is called, it's called Mike's Dance Barn. What's going on across from Mike's Dance Barn? If you come to our town, take a look around. Oh, the sights you will see. People come from miles and miles to climb our hills and see our smiles and to look at all our trees. But something here in our town seems to be going down and is keeping us all in suspense. We've you've all been guessing, we're all in suspense. What's going on? Across from Mike stands Barn. Scroll our local page, you'll see we like to engage and carry on and chatter with our friends. We talk about a pirate who always seems to inspire us. Seems like the comments never end. But something here in our town seems to be going down and it's keeping us all in suspense. We've all been guessing, we're all in suspense. What's going on? Across from Mike's dance floor. A dog is always on the loose, a pig or a cow or a goose. Next week it's probably gonna be a moose. Quite the buzz about the eclipse, trying to dispel the mist. Seems like a brink of apocalypse. But something here in our town seems to be going down and it's keeping us all in suspense. We've all been guessing, we're all in suspense. What's going on? Cross from Mike Stan's barn. What's going on? Cross from Mike Stan's barn. Church.
All right, we're listening to Sweet Pea and Bearcat here on Local Live, and here's shameless promotion time for y'all.
Right.
Tell us what's going on. What are you recording? You
yes.
mentioned that.
Yes.
And tell us about some live gigs. Have you got anything happening?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. So I've been working on an album since I think I started in January. It's taken quite a while, but it's okay that it's taking so long because there's lots of musicians that have been added to it. A lot of excellent Brown County musicians. 12 original songs that I wrote, recorded at Primary Sound Studio, produced and engineered by Derek Day. He's the man. He's the magic man. So that one's about to be done, and hopefully will be mastered in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
And as far as shows, oh my goodness, yeah, this last year was really busy for me, and this next year is going to be probably even more busy. So I'm a recent empty nester, yay.
Got anything on the schedule for the rest of this year that we could get out to?
Yes. Well, we were asked to play at the Ferguson House Beer Garden this Saturday from 1 to 4 outside, but the weather's only going to be like 34, so I don't know. We're not sure yet. I mean, there's lots of heaters, but we're not sure yet.
Still 34.
Yeah. I don't have Definitely. My calendar in front of me, doggone it. But shoot.
What about how can we look you up?
I just spent last Sunday with, here's another shout out from an amazing Brown County musician, Amanda Webb. Mm-hmm. I sat with her on Sunday and she did an EPK workshop, so she's helping me build. But I had a website that I was using, which is www.bcsweetpea.com. That's SWEETPEA.com, not PEE. Come on, guys. PEAP. But yeah, so I had that one going under another web, whatever you call it. I'm showing my age. That thing is called a computer. I'm showing my age. But anyway, we transfer my domain over to an awesome site that she's helping me build, and I think it takes a while to transfer. I checked today, and it's like, it goes to nothing.
It'll be under that same name, though.
But yeah, but I'm building an amazing website, like an amazing one. and she's helping me with my EPK. But
so I assume the BC Sweet Pea is Brown County Sweet Pea.
Brown County Sweet Pea.
Might help people to sort of get that idea in their mind. BCSweetPea.com.
Sweet Pea is the nickname my dad gave me when I was really little. But yeah, I just tell everyone I'm Sweet Pea from Brown County because I think they can remember that. It rings and people can remember that. I don't really use my whole first name anymore because I'm like, hey, I'm Sherrianne Wetstein. They're like, dude, what?
Yeah.
What?
I won't forget
Sweet Pea. I won't remember
Pea.
That. Yeah.
All right, but you guys got another one you want to play for us?
Yeah, we do.
All right, we'll get one more in, and then we'll be out of here.
I'm going to finish off with my song Free Flow and Poet. It's a lot of people's favorite.
Hey, let me, my little shameless plug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go.
Bearcat, go.
My goal is I want to record as many people as I can, so anybody wants a free musician on their recording.
He's the man.
Okay, so.
Look up Sherrianne.
Bearcat'll play free, and he's looking to add his mandolin to as many different recordings as he can, or guitar, or whatever. All righty, let's go.
He plays mandolin in the front seat of my car.
Woke up today with the song, grabbed a pencil, didn't take long to neatly gather all my thoughts, jot it down, and then connect the dots. I'm a free flowing poet. Imagination overloaded. Got some things to say that'll keep me on my way. I'm a free flowing poet, and I'm on my way. I put the icing on the cake of this here beautiful song I bake. I take it out and set it on the rack to cool while I reach back in the whirlpool. I'm a free flowing poet. Imagination, oh, that'll keep me on my way. I'm a free flowing poet, and I'm on my way. And I'm on my way. And I'm on my way. And I'm on my way.
There we go. All right. Very nice. This has been Sweet Pea and Bearcat here on Local Live. I also want to give a big shout out and thank you to our engineers, Christy Crandall and Marcus Drolet, and of course to our Local Live coordinator, the inimitable Nikki Seven. And now I am going to throw, and I should also mention that I'm Steve Philbeck. And thank you for listening. I'm going to throw it back to Christy in the studio right now.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.